Escobar.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Distinguished participants of the forum, last month, Catalan football player Aitana Bonmatí won her second consecutive Ballon d'Or. She chose to deliver most of her acceptance speech in her native language, Catalan. Regrettably, this authentic expression of her cultural identity triggered a wave of hate speech on social media, highlighting the persistent challenges faced by minority languages in public spaces. This is not an isolated case. A Spanish national discourse frequently includes hate speech against Catalan speakers and the Catalan language. Instead of promoting a multilingual and inclusive society, such narratives advocate imposing the majority's language and identity on minorities, denying them the right of their own distinct identity. Minorized languages like Catalan are often dismissed as insignificant and impractical, rather than respected, protected, and promoted. With this case, we see that there is an urgent need for effective mechanisms to detect, address, and prevent hate speech that triggers linguistic diversity, especially in social media. As stated by the Council of Europe's ECRI recommendations, language discrimination constitutes a form of both direct and indirect racism. Encouraging multilingual content and creating safe spaces for minority cultures ensures that diverse voices are heard and respected. We urge the forum to call upon governments and technology platforms to adopt policies that protect linguistic diversity. This includes supporting investigations, prosecutions, and sanctions against hate speech disseminated online and in other media to ensure that regional and minority language and cultures receive the recognition and respect they rightfully deserve. Thank you.